702 Africa Fridays.
It's 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. All right, let's catch up with the rest of the continent. Crystal Alderson, this is really a highlight of our week. Today we're focusing on Tanzania. An election is unfolding there and not everyone happy.
Yeah, Jambo Bongani, which is the language spoken in Swahili, is the language spoken in Tanzania. And so Jambo means how are you? And Habari means any news. And what is the news in Tanzania? The country went to an election. Of course, John Magufuli, that we've spoken about extensively, is seeking a second term. There was unfortunately very little internet access, very few boots on the ground in terms of electoral observers to give us a sense of what's happening. We've been able to piece together the opposition, already complaining that they've been cheated out of a victory, which is, of course, a story you've heard before, Bongani.
Yeah.
But I thought, given that it's Tanzania, let's look at the history of the country, Bongani.
Yeah.
Where do they come from? What has been the ethos of this country? I mean, I've visited it several times. I saw the peak of Mount Kilimanjaro, didn't climb it yet, Bongani. We, of course, need to plan that.
Can we swap lives the next time, Crystal? Can we just swap lives the next time around? Yeah?
Yes, of course, Bongani. And I think one needs to go back to Julius Nyerere, of course, the father of Pan-Africanism. So the country has had a history of following a socialist path. And if you're in Dar es Salaam or, in other parts of the country, you really feel that sense, Bongani. People always willing to share their last with you. I've taken public transport and, people will give up their seats for you. And it's that ethos of the socialist pact that Julius Nyerere, the father of the modern-day Tanzania, had installed in terms of that ethos. What is also interesting, language. Everyone speaks Swahili, Bongani, and I do think there's a sense of when a country speaks one language, there's a sense of togetherness, always trying to help each other, even though there's about 120 ethnic groups. We know, of course, the country is known for Mount Kilimanjaro, also Serengeti, so it's quite a tourist paradise. And I think if we look at Julius Nyerere being the founding father and that ideology of socialism, I think that played itself out in agriculture, where that is still one of the country's big exports. There's also gold. And I think it has always been viewed in East Africa and in Africa, especially Bongani, as a beacon of freedom and a symbol of peace. We also know, for instance, that Tanzania, really, for instance, the ANC, they literally had a village there, and we still have a lot of people, I think, with very close ties with Tanzania. But the question now is, what has happened since? And it's this Magufuli is the first president, John Magufuli. He was a teacher. He was.
So let me just come in there, Crystal, because one of the things I've battled to understand is what's gone wrong with him, right? As you say, he received a lot of praise when he came in. He was on a corruption, an anti-corruption ticket. He was going to fight wasteful expenditure. And yet we know with this election, 29 million people were registered to vote. As you say, no external monitors, no internet. People weren't able, international media weren't able to gain accreditation. Social networks were blocked. What's gone wrong with Magufuli?
I think it's a case of when you want to stay in power by all means. If we look at just a few months ago, Bongani, Magufuli was the one who said that God will protect them from coronavirus. He vehemently denied that the country had coronavirus, yet pictures and images emerged of these late night funerals of people being buried. Even its neighbor, Kenya, didn't believe that there was no coronavirus. So that just tells you something about Magufuli. I think it is a case of wanting to stay in power. And what we saw, as you mentioned, Magufuli came in with this agenda of change. And slowly but surely, we saw a backsliding, opposition parties being clamped down. Journalists have to be registered in order to do their job. And more and more international donors became under fire for their role when they raised the alarm bells of what Magufuli is doing. They were also criticized. So I think it is a case here, Bongani, of wanting to stay in power, wanting to stay relevant to a population that to some extent, there's still the ethos of socialism. And that's why I think we've not seen widespread violence. We've not seen, all these things happening because to some extent, the nation had accepted that this is the ruling party. They are in power and nothing is going to change. And we do see pockets of opposition parties coming up on that. But you know what? We know we've heard the story before. An election, once the commission announces the result, that's it. You have to deal with it and move on.
And accept it.
And I think that's the sad part of it, Bongani.
Yeah, it's the third largest economy in East Africa. It is an important country for all the reasons you have mentioned. All right, that's our focus for this Africa Friday. Crystal Orderson on the line.